You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
I'm Catherine Lanfer, in for John Hockenberry. Rather than fight an impeachment hearing, Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf says he's resigning. The chairman of Pakistan's Senate will take over as acting president when Musharraf officially steps down, which we expect to be later today. Some Pakistanis celebrated by firing automatic weapons in the air, reports of dancing in the streets. We're going to turn now to Shazeb Jilani. He's with the BBC's Urdu service, which broadcasts inside Pakistan. We were hoping to get more from him about the reaction inside the country. Shazeb, what are you hearing this morning?
A huge sigh of relief. A lot of people did not want to see the impeachment process. We just had a phone-in program yesterday on BBC Urdu, and callers, Pakistanis from all over the world, were calling in, and they were saying, we want to see Musharraf go, but we don't want to see any more confrontation. And I think the decision today and the speech today has gone down very well with majority of Pakistanis.
What happens now? We have this coalition government that seems to be principally united by their distaste for Musharraf.
Yes, the leaders of the coalition, the two main leaders, Asif Ali Zardari and Nawaz Sharif, are meeting as we speak. They are going to hold a press conference shortly. What everybody is asking in Pakistan is whether Pervez Musharraf will be allowed a safe passage, or whether he will be put on trial for all the alleged misconduct and violation of constitution. And there's a difference between the two coalition partners on this issue. Former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, whom President Musharraf dislodged from government and took over in a military coup, he is pretty adamant that that President Musharraf should be held accountable, he should be brought in the court of law, and he should be answerable for what he's done. People's Party and Asif Ali Zardari are inclined to let him go if he agrees to perhaps leave the country and stay out of the scene for a while.
If this question isn't settled yet, then how settled really is the question of a change in power?
Well, we know that after the president's resignation, an interim president, an acting president, will be there for a while, and that will be the chairman of Senate, Mohammad Mia Sumro. So at the moment, I mean, we're not looking at political instability. I mean, if at all, Pervez Musharraf's departure from the scene is likely to restore people's faith in political democratic process, that, you know, after February 18th elections, somebody who was so powerful, and he ruled Pakistan, governed Pakistan with such a, you know, it was a one-man show for so many years, and suddenly people have spoken, and he could read the writing on the wall. There is uncertainty about what will happen to Pervez Musharraf, and I think we will find out later today when the press conference takes place.
All right, so Shazeb, what should we be looking for at that press conference?
Well, we should be looking for the fact that whether the message is both the leaders are speaking with one voice or not, whether there is still disagreement on the fate of Pervez Musharraf. We know that for past 2 weeks, foreign governments, namely United States, British government, and Saudi government, their diplomats have been playing a role in ensuring a safe passage for Pervez Musharraf, for immunity for his actions. We need to see whether his resignation came about as a part of those discussions and that deal, or is it something that he has done without any assurances? And that'll be the thing to watch.
Oh, Shazeb, thanks for joining us. Shazeb Jilani is an editor with the BBC's Urdu service. They broadcast the BBC News inside Pakistan. The BBC, of course, Adora, being one of our partners here at The Takeaway.
And Catherine, we're going to continue this conversation about the ramifications of Pervez Musharraf stepping down. His leaving is going to has triggered very big questions for India, Pakistan, the United States, and Britain, but particularly for the United States and the war on terror. And for a take on that, joining us now is MJ Goel, the director of the Asia Pacific Foundation, a London-based think tank. MJ, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
So we haven't heard any official comment from the White House. What would you be expecting them to say today?
Well, it's interesting. The White House has been so quiet. I think the White House must be deeply disappointed because after 9/11, the Bush administration put an enormous amount of faith into Musharraf and the Pakistani military. A huge amount of investment was provided, $10 billion in aid, military supplies, even a lot of other matters were overlooked, such as Pakistan's nuclear proliferation and the fact that nuclear technology had been passed on to countries like North Korea, to Libya, Iran. So Musharraf had a lot of goodwill, and now Musharraf has gone. And the Bush administration must be wondering what it actually got back in return for all that investment. Because today, after what, 7 years since 9/11, the Al Qaeda and the Taliban have made a permanent home in Pakistan. The entire global jihad infrastructure is intact there. The madrasas, the religious schools, which produce new generations of terrorists, are still functioning. And I would really question whether Musharraf has been a key ally in the war on terror. And therefore, there must be a lot of soul searching within the White House.
I've heard some predict that perhaps the U.S. and the ruling coalition, though fragile, may have some greater interests in common than, say, the U.S. had with Pervez Musharraf. And that is, this civilian government now has really got to show that they do indeed control the very powerful military, the very powerful Pakistani intelligence services, and that would mean clamping down in a way that perhaps would help the U.S.'s war on terror. What do you make of that?
Well, you're absolutely right. The Pakistani Prime Minister Gilani was in Washington recently, and he did tell President Bush that they intend to bring Pakistan's notorious intelligence agency, the ISI, under control. They intend to place it under the control of the Home Ministry. They also intend to make sure that the Pakistani military remains in the barracks and doesn't get involved in politics. And democracy is indeed the best medicine for Pakistan. This is a country which has had a democracy, but this democracy has been derailed repeatedly by the military. And under Musharraf, a number of democratic institutions were dismantled. Musharraf has been a disaster for Pakistan, for the region, for this war on terrorism. And quite frankly, I think there's a huge sigh of relief that he is now gone. And it's important to work with the new civilian leadership. And of course, the countries neighboring Pakistan are deeply concerned. The attacks in Afghanistan have increased. The attacks in Indian Kashmir have also increased. And all the terror attacks which have taken place around the world, the trail has led back to Pakistan. So there is a lot of work to do. And I think there's a good chance that with the civilian leadership there, perhaps the White House and Western governments will have a better equation than they did with a government or a regime which had a lot of military influence in it.
Now, if this is good for democracy in Pakistan, Musharraf stepping down, where does this democracy now take Pakistan as it's decided who will take his place?
Well, this depends very much on the two main political leaders, Nawaz Sharif and Benazir Bhutto's husband, Zardari. Unfortunately, both these leading characters have a fairly checkered history. There have been a lot of corruption charges against them. One hopes they've learned the lessons from the past. Certainly, they've been united so far in trying to take Pakistan on a new course. But they were united because of the common hatred of Pervez Musharraf. Now Musharraf is gone. Will the infighting start? And that is the real worry here, that will Pakistan head into more uncertainty? And this could have major impact on a lot of neighboring countries and of course, the global community as well.
How concerned do you think the U.S. is about potential instability in Pakistan?
I would say the U.S. would be deeply concerned about instability in Pakistan. And if I may say so, we need to go back to 2001 after 9/11. And I don't want to toot my own horn here, but we did.
But you're going to do it anyway, right, MJ?
I'm afraid I'm going to do it anyway, yes. We did say at the time, after 9/11, that the White House is placing too much faith in Musharraf and the Pakistani military in this war on terror for the simple reason that the Pakistani military, together with Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, created, nurtured, and sponsored the Taliban militia. There was an ideological bonding, and it was really quite ridiculous to imagine that the Pakistani military was then going to destroy that which it had created. And as we have seen, the Taliban is intact today, so is Al-Qaeda. In fact, all the Western leaders have gone that were around at the time of 9/11. Mm-hmm. Tony Blair has gone. George Bush will be going. The French president, German
president. And we're going to have to leave it there, MJ. Yeah. But okay. Many issues at stake. MJ Gohel, director of the Asian Pacific Foundation.
You can email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org or call us toll-free at 877-8-MYTAKE.
869-8253.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.